Hello, everyone. You're listening to the Michael Amade Show, episode 620. Your creativity is important. Once again, with coffee. Last night, after rehearsal, I had a conversation with one of the members of the band I play with at Shepherd of the Hills, and he was remarking about the state of the world and how it made him very nervous about what's happening geopolitically. There's a lot of rising tensions. Now, a lot of this is, understandable. There are a lot of people are very worried. I also know that he's kind of one of these guys who really enjoys listening and learning more about it, which, you know, a lot of that stuff is also designed to ramp up our anxiety about things, truthfully. But we can't say you're wrong about worrying about geopolitical issues. But I will say that as he was talking, I just kind of was kind of not overcome, but really inspired to kind of share with him this idea that, you know, we can choose by what we focus on, by what we pray for, by what we act on. We can choose which team we're on. And we can sit there and be afraid. And we can allow that to inform every action, every decision we make in our life. But we can also choose to not be Pollyanna-ish, but we can look at the world and we can choose to respond with love. We can choose to respond with the sense of building for the future, creating something new. The world is full of people who are taking advantage of what is. They're taking advantage of what they can manipulate. They're taking advantage of kind of any sort of financial arbitrage they can get, including creating mass panic. In a world where people are talking about violence and truth doesn't seem to matter, I think we can find the truth in creativity. I think we can find our truth, and I think we can put it out into the world and help work towards building something that is more meaningful and is better than exists. Let's be part of the solution, not part of the problem. But beyond that, today what I want to talk about is this sense that a lot of creative people, especially ones who have felt a little blocked, seem to carry with them, and that is the idea that they're just, you know, some person who's just kind of throwing around some silly ideas. The reality is that your perspective, your value, is something that is needed in this world. Now, I don't mean that in a way that where you need to feel anxious about it, but I mean that your point of view, your desire to create, that was bestowed upon you, that was given to you. And it is something that, in my mind, is something that you feel kind of you should be, in a most pleasant way, obligated to do. We need to hear your ideas. We need to see your ideas in whatever way they show up. But help us be part of the solution. Let's create something great. Let's create more beautiful work. And with all of its unique twists and turns, let's do something that inspires life rather than pulls life down or obliterates it altogether. So to my friend that I was talking to last night, I reminded him that we can have faith or we can worry. And yes, it doesn't hurt to be informed, but I think it's so easy these days to be inundated and run by what we hear. Let's look to the future. Let's create something new. And just know that what you're feeling called to create is valuable, and we need that too. I'd love to be a part of it as we go step by step into the future together. I'm definitely working with all of these ideas myself. If you want to find out more about me, you can. MichaelAmade.com, or find me on social media. I'm the guy in the cowboy hat. I will be speaking to you again tomorrow with a new episode. However, until that time, very much after this episode, keep living courageously and keep living creatively. Have a great day.